is great exercise.
So is this.
You're just lying there.
Vocal exercise. Pull! Pull!
You're getting soft, Al.
Women are supposed to be soft.
Oh, no, I think a modern woman should be as strong in a feminine way as a man is in a masculine way.
Yes, I'm old-fashioned.
We should join an exercise class.
No, I hate that. You get all dressed, you look terrific, you go someplace, you get undressed, you get sweaty, then you have to put yourself together again.
You're right. I hate that, too.
Besides, it's a passing fad. I predict that in a couple of years, people will be bulgy again. And I will have saved time, money, and hundreds of changes of clothing.
You're right. Let's be ahead of our time.
Yeah.
Drift.
Drift.
Okay, Mrs. James, then it's all settled. France and Spain and Italy. Anywhere else? No, I'm afraid Japan is no longer in Europe. How long would you like to stay? You know, I think that a week is not enough time to really see three countries. Okay, Mrs. James, you do that and then call me back. Ciao to you, too. Very good, Mrs. James. Bye. Hi, what are you doing here?
I was in the neighborhood and I thought we might have lunch.
Great, what were you doing in the neighborhood?
Hoping we might have lunch.
Thanks. You're welcome. Oh, Joan, I'd like you to meet Allie.
Not the Allie.
Hi. What'd she say about me?
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah, like what?
That she's eating real food for the first time in her life. The pleats in her skirts are finally parallel, and she can see the grain in the wood tables and her face in the plates. Want to move in with us?
When do you do? A
couple of weeks.
Your first?
Oh, yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, I'm going to Florence. Anything you need? Oh.
No. Yes, she needs gloves in my size.
This Florence is in bookkeeping, not Italy.
Oh, paper clips.
You got them. See ya.
Well, she's nice. What's her husband do?
She doesn't have a husband. Where should we eat?
She's not a widow.
No. How about Chinese?
He divorced her and she's pregnant?
She was never married, Allie. What about Japanese?
How'd she get pregnant?
The usual way.
And she's not going to marry the father?
No.
You mean she's going to have the baby all alone?
Well, I think she's going to have a doctor there.
No, husband. What are people going to give her to shower? Little sweaters with illegitimate embroidered on it.
She's not having a shower.
No husband, no shower? We've got to do something for her.
It's a little late to marry her off, don't you think?
We'll give her a shower. I've got the chafing dish, the punch bowl. I can make a giant paper parasol.
You're such a party animal.
Oh, I'll make an angel food cake with pink and blue icing, little stork napkins. Finally, a chance to use my nut cups.
Maybe we should just marry her off.
Oh, this is so cute, whatever it is.
Who's this one from?
There's no card.
Yes, there is. I left it on my desk at work. It has a little bunny on it and a little carrot.
It's from Candace. Give me the ribbon. Thank you.
Oh, look, everybody.
Oh, Emma had one exactly like that when she was a baby. Doesn't it make you want to have another baby, Allie?
I want one, but Stu says we can't afford one.
Oh, that one was only $42, reduced from $56. But you can get them a lot cheaper, Rhonda.
Yeah, buy yourself a bear. Oh. Okay, bear from Candace. This one's from me. Anybody want coffee?
Allie, no. I'd love a cup.
No, no. Do you know what caffeine does to a baby? You're having milk.
She was married to a doctor.
Mm. Open the present, Joni.
Tiny overalls. Oh, and a Yankees uniform with feet.
Emma had feet.
Oh, I want a baby.
Candace, you can't even remember to feed your fish.
Oh, thank you, Allie. These are adorable.
This one's from me.
Oh, here. Sure.
Okay.
Oh, a backpack. Great.
Great. Give me the ribbon. Okay, here.
Actually, it's a baby bundle. I used to carry Emma all around in one of those. It's like a backwards papoose.
Last one's from me and Rhonda.
Right.
Here's the bowl. Make yourself happy.
Oh, it's a folding stroller. Oh.
Now you can be one of those annoying women on the bus, Joni.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want a baby. I want to be one of those annoying women on the bus.
Already are, honey.
Are you okay, Joan?
Oh, she's just overcome with gratitude, the cornball.
Joan, honey, is that it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God, she's having the baby.
Take it easy, Joan. I'll call your doctor.
Oh, Dr. Shapiro, 5552347.
Oh, God, this is beautiful.
It's a miracle, isn't it?
Don't worry, we've got plenty of time to get you to the hospital. I'm on hold.
Oh, God, hold. Does it hurt, Joan?
Of course it hurts. It's labor.
I don't want to have a baby.
I don't either. Penny's my coach.
Penny's in Europe.
Ooh, she'll be so mad she missed this.
So cross your legs till she gets back.
I'll sub for her. Emma was natural the whole way. I remember every breath I took. Hello, Dr. Shapiro.
Dr. Anderson.
When I have my baby, I'm going natural all the way. I mean, 20 years ago, they knocked you out. You missed the whole thing. They just woke you up and handed you a kid.
All in all, not a bad system.
I love being pregnant. 9 months of fatness without guilt.
Maybe I could just pretend to be pregnant.
For the rest of your life?
It's a beautiful, perfect baby girl. 7 pounds even.
Oh.
Joan named her Jessie Kate.
Oh.
Congratulations, namesake.
I'll call Joan's mother. Right, I should try to get a hold of Penny. Somebody must know where she is.
I do.
Where?
Paris, some hotel.
My God, Joan was terrific. They let me stay in there for the whole thing. It was a miracle. It was so moving and so touching. Oh, Allie, I want to have a baby.
What would we ever do with another baby?
I don't know. I just want to have one.
Don't be silly.
I'm serious. It was a miracle.
Yes, Kate. Babies are miracles, and we already have 3 miracles and only 3 real bedrooms.
I don't care. All I know is I want to have one.
Will you stop being silly?
Well, will you stop being so negative?
It's our first fight. Oh, it's you. I thought it was the cleanup fairy. What are you doing up?
I couldn't sleep. I can't stop thinking about Jessie.
Fatherless child you've always wanted, huh?
She's kicked off something inside of me. I just want to have a baby. It's like a physical yearning.
Well, since you're talking about physical yearnings, I want Mel Gibson.
Ella, I want to have a baby.
I want to have Mel Gibson.
Joan is so lucky.
Yes, Joan is lucky, but is Jessie? She's not going to have a father around, you know.
Hey, neither do our kids.
Our kids have fathers, and they see them plenty, Kate.
Jessie is wanted and loved. If I had a kid, she'd be wanted and loved, too.
What do you mean, if you had a kid? Are you seriously considering?
I don't know what I'm considering. I only know what I'm feeling.
And what's that?
That my time is running out. If I don't have a baby soon, I'm not going to be able to have one. I'm going to be alone.
You'll never be alone. You have Emma.
Yeah, like my mother has me. For lunch, once a month. I want something little to take care of. Something to hold and love.
You already did that.
I know. I want to do it all over again.
Only one youth to a customer, kiddo.
That stinks.
Tell me about it.
Right, you're 3 weeks older than I am.
2 weeks and a day. And I eat right, and I get plenty of exercise.
Face it, Allie, we're practically in sensible shoes.
Yeah, a little more salad dressing, then toss him. A little less salad dressing next time, Em.
Sorry, Al.
Mom, as the only one in the entire school who hasn't seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show yet, can I go?
May I?
May I?
No.
Kate's letting Emma go.
Then ask Kate.
Mom, if you can find her, she's been at Joan's house every night for the past 2 weeks.
Well, she's pretty attached to Jessie. She was there when Jessie was born.
So? She was there when I was born, too.
Set the table, Em.
Guess what?
You got new luggage.
What does this family want more than anything?
A place to go with the luggage.
This.
Oh, my God, you kidnapped a baby.
It's Jessie. Joan had to fly to San Francisco. Her mother got sick, so I'm taking care of her while she's gone. What do you think of that?
My sentiments exactly.
Come on, Jessie. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Why don't you stop crying? Oh, then we can all wake up soon. What are you crying about? Everybody loves you. Kate loves Jessie. Allie loves Jessie.
More than sleep itself.
Oh, Mom, make her stop.
Emma loves Jessie, don't you, Emma?
Sure.
See, there's nothing to cry about. Joan loves Jessie. Emma loves Jessie. Everybody loves Jessie.
Why, that's probably the neighbors calling, telling us how much they love Jessie.
Come on, Jessie, sleepy boy, naughty night.
It's Joan.
No kidding, she's called me 4 times already tonight.
You know, I figured a newborn baby would keep us up. I never counted on the mother. I wish Joan would reach out and touch someone else.
See? Mommy loves Jessie.
You know, that baby's problem isn't that she doesn't get enough love. It's that she doesn't get enough food.
Joan's got her on a schedule. The only reason she's crying is because she misses her mother.
And she misses her mother because her mother has the good sense to feed her.
Hello, Joan. Oh, yeah, the phone must have woken her up. She's been sleeping like a baby all night.
A loud, fussy, cranky, hungry baby.
No, Joan, you didn't wake us up. Trust me, Joan, we were all awake. Okay, Joan. Night, Joan. Poor Joan.
Poor Jessie.
The only reason she's crying is because she's trying to get back to sleep.
Well, give me 5 minutes and I'll join her.
Mom, Jessie's crying.
I know, sweetie.
What does she want?
She wants food.
Feed her, Mom.
I would love to feed her, Chip, but there are some people here who shall remain nameless who want the baby to remain foodless so that we shall all remain sleepless.
All right, already. I'll get a bottle.
You know what Spock would say at a time like this?
Beam me up, Scotty. Come on, Jessie. Say Chip, Chip.
I think she has to know you a little better, Chip.
But I've been giving her candy.
Okay, Jessie, ready for your first big day on the town?
But, Mom, I thought you were going to take me shopping for school clothes.
And I will.
But Allie said you're in charge of Jessie.
And I am.
Well, you can't do both.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can?
Yes, I can. I carried Em all around. I can carry Jessie all around.
But what if she gets hungry?
Ta-da! If she gets hungry, diapers if she gets wet, wipes if she gets dirty, powder if she gets chafed, an entire change of clothes in case we meet an interesting baby boy along the way, and a toy in case we don't.
You're trying to prove something.
There are countries, Allie, where women work right up until the baby comes, and then they just squat down in the field and give birth.
How gross.
I have never seen that on a travel poster.
It's the most natural thing in the world. Only in our country is motherhood such a big deal. We brainwash women into thinking they have to stay home, prisoners, when it would be just as easy for them to go about their day-to-day life uninterrupted by Joan.
Hello, Joan.
Hi, Joan. We're going out for the day. The sun is shining. I've got an extra blanket and I've got an extra sweater. Trust me, Joan. Tell Joan to trust me.
Trust her, Joan. Yes, she did. I will. Okay, goodbye.
Where was I?
In a field, squatting, giving birth.
Come on, Emma. We'll see you around 4.
Kate.
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. Shut up.
I didn't say a word.
Trone Slavel, a Sloan Travel. Kate McArdle. Oh, hi, Lisa. Sorry I'm late. Did I get any calls? 7? Wait a minute, I better write that down. Okay, who called? Joan called. All right, who else? Joan called 7 times. Thanks, Lisa. Coffee. I desperately need coffee. Hi, may I help you?
I'm looking for Joan Avery.
Oh, I'm sorry, she's not here. Maybe I can help.
Well, are you a friend of hers?
Well, we talk around the water cooler. Occasionally we have lunch. I threw her a shower, I coached her labor, and I'm taking care of her baby while she's out of town. Yeah, I guess you could say we're friends. Do you know Joan?
Biblically. I'm Mike Vallon, the baby's father.
Oh, I need coffee.
I guess you've heard of me.
It's really none of my business.
But Joan must have mentioned me.
Let's just say that she's not one of your big fans and leave it at that.
There are two sides to every story.
Yeah, I bet your side is really touching. I didn't see you in the ladies' room when Joan had morning sickness for 3 months. I didn't notice you in the delivery room either, Mike. In fact, you haven't been around much since the conception, which, as we all know, is the fun part.
Are you through?
Just one more thing. Joan said that you didn't want to have any part of the baby before it was born, so why don't you just leave it at that?
Yeah, I figured she'd say that.
How could anyone not want a baby?
Wanting a baby is not enough. I think you owe it something. A mother and a father and the semblance of a happy home. Joan and I couldn't give a baby that. We couldn't give each other that.
Why come back now?
Because I have a child. And whether it was right or not to bring it into the world doesn't matter now. It's here. It needs me. And Joan won't let me see it.
You're kidding.
She didn't tell you that part, did she?
No.
Do me a favor, will you? Next time you speak to her, tell her if she's trying to hurt me, she's doing one hell of a job.
Yeah, I'll tell her that.
Thanks.
Mike.
Yeah?
You have a beautiful daughter.
A daughter? Well, what's her name?
Jessie.
Jesse. Thanks.
She likes it.
Yeah. You know, I can feel my maternal instincts coming out.
Mine too. Baby does that to you.
It's part of being a woman.
We're born to be mothers.
Oh, brother.
What's that supposed to mean?
I wouldn't want you to be my mother.
Is that so? It so happens I changed your diapers.
You did not.
Jessie's quiet. What did it?
What's playing on that headset?
Duran Duran.
Oh, not in those tiny little eardrums.
Don't worry, Mom. It's on soft.
I don't really think that's proper music for an infant.
But she likes it.
It's never too soon to learn that what we like is generally bad for us. Her first musical impression should be Mozart, Schubert, something that will develop taste.
Is that what you played for me?
Doesn't always work.
Mom, did Jenny change my diapers?
Oh, Jenny was a big help.
And you let her?
She was a 6-year-old who loved her baby brother very much.
We're very free with love at 6.
I'm home.
And not a moment too soon. You're on.
Not tonight. I'm exhausted.
You want us to take her upstairs and put her to bed?
Yeah, then come back, get me, take me upstairs and put me to bed.
Well, 3 hours of sleep a night will do it to you.
That's not all of it. Guess who came into the office?
Sidney Poitier.
I'll give you a hint. Mike Vallon.
I need another hint.
Jesse's father.
Ooh, I never gave him any thought.
Neither did Joan.
What's he like?
He's a nice guy in a lot of pain. Joan won't let him see Jesse.
Well, he doesn't deserve to see Jesse.
He doesn't even know her name.
Joan's or Jesse's?
You know, until I heard his side, I thought I knew all the answers. Now I don't remember what the question is.
Mom, you should see Jessie. She's wearing your earrings. She looks really posh.
I'm going to go upstairs and protect the baby.
Was I that cute?
Maybe you don't believe this, but you were cuter.
I know. I saw the pictures. I just wanted to hear you say it.
I remember the first time you kicked me.
Sorry?
Those things happen. We were in Italy.
I don't remember Italy.
Well, you had a bad seat. No window, no view.
That must be Dad.
Have a good time, ma'am.
Are you kidding? Dad's taking me the Rusty Spoon. Cheapest waiters in town. Good night.
Night. Babies should always wear earrings. It gives the illusion of cheekbones. Where's Emma? She's with her father.
Is that so bad?
Jessie will never have dinner with her father.
Still want to have a baby?
Still thinking. Sorry, guys. She doesn't have a hat face.
At the table, kids.
Hiya, Plunkin. Having a good time? I'm not. I keep thinking about something that your daddy said. He said that it wasn't enough to want a baby. Maybe I am being selfish. You know, thinking about what a baby would mean to me and not what it would mean to a baby not to have a dad. You know, everything was so simple when Emma was born. Her daddy was the first person to see her and not the last. I couldn't have done it without him. Your mommy is a very brave lady, but she doesn't know what she's missing.
I know, Jessie. Come here.
Oh, it's all so complicated. But one thing does seem to be getting clearer. As long as I'm confused, and as long as I have one little doubt in my mind, I'm just gonna tuck away this idea of having a baby. Because that's one step that you shouldn't take unless you're absolutely sure. Then you can do it right. Right.
Right.
You know, are you sure?
No.
You know what's worse?
I still want to have a baby.
You know what's worse than that?
What?
So do I.
She's wet.
Don't go away. Kate and Allie will be right back.
Done.
How was it?
It's a classic. The kitten is extremely wise for a creature with a brain the size of a peach pit.
I wonder what Jessie's doing. Think she misses me?
Kate, she has her mother back.
I bet she misses you.
Well, she did like the flashcards I made for her. I was teaching her reading readiness.
Did I tell you that Joan is letting Mike see Jessie on the weekends?
Oh, that's nice.
Never would have happened if I hadn't have...
interfered in their lives?
Helped.
Please, I know good interference when I see it.
Right. I forgot I was talking to a pro.
Thank you.
Offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.